after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Hot, frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. It's yet another beautiful week here on the show. We bring you a show every Monday and Wednesday. Every Monday is the Hot After Dust Monday shows. And then every Wednesday is the Hump Day After Dust shows. So, yes, you definitely want to check them out. I'll bring you different flavor on different days and different same great energy, different segments as well. I will say sometimes the energy will be different because sometimes it can get a little raw on Wednesdays. But nonetheless, man, we're glad to have you here. Tune in, whether it's live or archived, we appreciate you for tuning in and showing us some love. Today's show is entitled Award Tour. And, you know, sometimes a lot of my titles are not only based on what's going on, but also based off of classic quotes or classic songs. And if you know anything about a Tribe Called Quest, they got a song called Award Tour. So perfect dog, considering, you know, we're starting to get near the end of the award season. The Oscars is one of the last big shows of the award season. So shout out to that. A lot of interesting things happened over during the Oscars of this year, so we will be talking about that later on the show. Also as well, y'all know I do a segment every Monday show called Crickets of the Week. That's where yours truly, I name you to bring attention to some of the dumbest or worst people of the past week. And you know, we followed around with lots of crickets as we go in about it the entire time. We cricket here, cricket there, all that good stuff. We also have what we do every segment of every show. We do this on both the Monday show and Wednesday show. It is known as the Six, where we name a topic and then we make a list of six based on that topic. So cannot wait to chop it up and act a fool with you guys and all my co-hosts. We also have co-hosts as well. One or both of them will be in momentarily. So, yes. They will also be helping with the list. And they also have their respective segments on every Wednesday. Nays is Seduction 101. and Tease is also petty. Oh, yes. And then also another segment we have on Wednesdays, we have, so our music segment is on Wednesdays. We actually have a mix. You all need to hear the mix live. So, you know, I'm totally a little lucky because I haven't went and edited out the mix from the past two Wednesdays. I will be doing that. You only get to catch the mix live. And so if you miss it live, man, you, they're stuck. So yeah, we do a 90s R&B mix. Now, what I want to do is I want to allow you guys to be a part of the experience too. You know, have an input into the experience. So if you ever got some songs you recommend throwing to the 90s R&B mix during the live show, let us know. And we would throw it into there. And, you know, try to make sure, man, because last week, man, the mix is freaking 30 minutes. Try to keep it about 10, 15 the most. So, yeah, man, we're gonna try to get as much in each mix as possible. I can't make any promises. So, the sooner, the better. All right, so they go, one of my co-hosts. Very interesting that she showed up because we got something to talk about. What's up, T?
Well, we got to talk about
We got a lot to talk about, man. We got a lot. It's a long list of things, but
I'm here for this. Yeah.
So now, you know, I just seems weird doing this. Let's talk about. I didn't really talk about my weekend yet, but how was your weekend?
My week. Busy as always.
What you get into?
This weekend, schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Schoolwork, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
live for the homework. Yeah.
Okay. So you try to pretend you're smart, or at least, you know, whatever.
It's always a hater. It's fine.
Oh, T, I just tell like it is. But anyways, yeah, I'm glad to have you. So, this other stuff, man. I get on you first, and then
the chocolate cake.
Is T over having a side conversation?
I know. I'm talking to myself. I see some chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my weakness.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'm gonna get on you, and then I'm gonna say something nice. So first,
okay,
I'm gonna get on you.
Okay.
I told you I was gonna get on you on Wednesday show, ma'am. Weren't you supposed to be doing something on the second?
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't trying to risk, you know, my life because I have to get breaks, you know.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have a good explanation.
I was gonna get on you today. I told you that live on Wednesday. I was gonna get on you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. It's like I'm taking people here and there, but they don't understand, like, you know, I mean, I know you give me gas money, but you got to think about, like, the other effects that it has on a car when you drive it, like.
Right.
You know. Because I told this girl, okay, you know, I need an alignment, and I know that, like, I'm going to get it, but I told her, you know, she's like, well, I can give you some money on it, $50. Okay, cool. And then either now you did, I have to take one of her family members somewhere and, you know, pick them somewhere. And she goes, well, is that enough for, how many days would that cover for her? If you told me that's what $50 for alignment, how is that covering gas money? Like, I don't get it.
See, that's why instead of just taking Uber, you just need to sign up to Uber and call it a day.
Right. Because the money you pay, because
obviously people ain't trying to do right. And if you got Uber, you gonna get the people that gotta pay you.
Right. Exactly.
I know how you feel. Like, yeah, you get that car, people think, you know, they think it's beep, beep, beep. You know, they just press the horn, and they do, you know, well, you know, nah.
Right.
This
you
is
just
Uber,
press
y'all,
what
we doing all
that. Keep going. Right. And, you know, like, today, like, I got my car inspected. And, you know, people was like, are you going to pick me up? I said, are you going to come and sit with me with this inspection? Like, people don't understand, when you go get an inspection, you're not the only one getting an inspection. So you have to sit there and wait.
Yes. And it's the beginning
yeah.
of the month, too?
Right. So I was sitting there for 2 hours.
As well as in the month, too.
Right. So I was sitting there for 2 hours trying to get an inspection. What the hell? Oh, my bad. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, that's inexcusable. Like, I can't stand. And my thing is this, it's not even necessarily if you're not gonna put in to help fix the car.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be contributing a little bit of money, gas money, and you try to give me a drive all around town. That's not gonna
right.
work. Cause Uber charge you by a certain amount mileage or whatnot.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then it still takes into account surcharge. So, if people start getting charged, how you do Uber, they start doing a lot better and be a lot more courteous and not be, you know, just because, you know, guilt trip you. Oh, he got a little bit of something there. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to be stuck out here. They're going to think that you're wrong. So, it's ridiculous.
Right. You know, people don't care.
So I'm going to move to the beginning. So, around what time last night? Excuse me, a little after midnight my time, so it'd be like around 1 something your time. The new issue of Human Canvas magazine dropped, which. So people won't get confused how you get the magazine. Okay, so each this magazine is split into two. On this one, we usually do two covers, one front cover, one back cover. But this time we did 4 covers total, and then we did one cover, one front and back, and then another one front and back. So, yeah, so when you go to the link, if you want the one that has T as one of the covers, you got to get the one that says Miss Brooklyn Blue. Miss Brooklyn Blue's on the front, T's on the back. Y'all see why I did that? You go, oh, that was strategic. I know. I think of everything. But, yeah, so, yes, hey, I'm telling y'all. Like, y'all seen T cover, but y'all ain't seen the inside. The inside, let me tell you something. I'm telling y'all, the inside of that issue is so, like, I can't even say it. I'm not giving away too much. I'm just put it this way. The cover just gives you a glimpse. Like, it's like, but then y'all open up the inside, like, damn, T. So, yeah. T might be able to fit in my pocket, but she got some cake. So y'all be able to see that.
I don't know about that.
So, yeah. and I'm putting it this way, it's very tasteful. Y'all, y'all ain't see nothing crazy, but yeah, y'all get to see, it's very tasteful. Y'all just see it and say, oh, okay, T showing out. It's really dope. Trust me, and shot by a friend to the show, Ronaldo Creative. So, a shout out to him for the great editing. He's like, he drunk some coffee got the edit done and got it to me the way I needed to be done. And so I'm just dope, man. Just, and of course, you also just see some of T's interview questions, answers on there, too. So
you can type it in.
Check it out. So you're
right here. Mm-hmm. Just type it in.
So now it's official. So now that's out. T and Nate have both each been on covers of Human Cameras magazine. So, yeah, shout out to that.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do y'all. We're going to go ahead and go to a music break and come back. I'll talk about how my weekend was.
Oh, yes.
And also talk about Crickets of the Week and Fan Favorite the Six. So we'll be back into this.
Mm.
We're gonna play.
Okay.
Some Tim Nade. Let's go to California.
Yeah. Put your number in there.
Yeah. Dream chaser, believer. Stay on my knees, no begging, it's a pain reliever. Hard times equal out to a great testimony. I say to myself at times, but I never feel lonely. Collect my thoughts like a therapist. I wake up on my grind, yeah, this is a wake up kiss. X and O's full of bliss. Shout out to my haters, cause they got their pampers on, cause they so pissed. I keep them in the right place, give them something, little bit of taste. Negativity erased. Brought up another picture, I knock it out the box. Whoever the picture, real shit I live by. Stay still if needed. They show themselves in real situations, believe it. All desires in this temporary life trip is not needed. Once the lights turn black, everything's deleted. My God, I be on it, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I be chasing it, I be living it. I be chasing it, I be living it. I be chasing it, I be living it. In my hideaway, flyaway, space shuttle. Preparing with my team, yeah, we in the huddle. Me and K-Rich plant the seed, watch it grow. We throwing money cause we bout to make plenty more. And that's word on my mama though. Countdown at D&T, yeah, it's bout to blow. Tired of picking the locks to the game, I had to kick the dough. So it's only right that I'm able to throw. Bread to the stuff, no luck, it's all God given. Lord knows I'm sinning, but the devil ain't winning. Fresh pit on, and my brim, yeah, it's bending. The real definition of hunger, I'm real, no Pinocchio's boy number. I get slept on like slumber. Party, I lack for paper, I stack. Cause I'm deep up in the studio, cooling dudes with my backpack. Skating board through Tron, I'm in my zone. I'm so hungry for it, I eat the bone. And I know I gotta be patient, that's why I be on it, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I be chasing it, I be living it. I be chasing it, I be living it. I be chasing it, I be living it. Yeah, in California. Too much worries in my catalog, set it free. I'm a destiny's child, so let me be. I told myself this year they gon' know my name. At the same time, they gon' feel my pain. And go get the house my baby deserves. Tell her, throw away the stress, leave it to the birds. Salary increased just by my words. Leak out my pain for me to be stronger. I go through this to beat my shield for my little girl's armor. And that's why I stay on my grind. And I'm never gonna fall, I fall, prime time. I be on it, smoking California. Living my life with no regrets, yeah. And I know it's alright. Every day of my life, never wake up from my dreams. I be chasing it, I be living it.
All right, y'all, we back. Welcome back to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sunny J. And your girl, Team Lena, and they were just in the building waiting for her to... At least she checked out real quick and then come back in. So where the heck this woman is?
Huh?
I'm looking for... Where is Nate? Where is Nate? Bring your behind back, girl, from. So, yeah, so... Man. So my weekend, by the way, was, for lack of a better word, interesting. Because they, like, okay, so this told the club I shoot at every Saturday now. I've been doing that for now. This is actually my, let me do the math here. One, two, three. My third Saturday? Oh, fourth or one of them. I'm shooting there. And this week, it's crazy, like, what's considered slow there. Like, some people, they didn't think that club was packed, but not necessarily. I've been there while I was packed. And it was slow. It was, just because I know what packed is, it was just too slow for me. So it was, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I got a lot of good pick. One thing I like about when it's not packed, it's not as packed, you got a little bit more room to move and get the pictures you need to get. So, yeah, I would definitely say that. But, other than that, man, I've been putting in some work. And I brought, of course, I told y'all I brought a brand new printer. To start printing my stuff more, and I like the way the photos come out on there and whatnot. So I'm excited to continue to see what's going to continue to come out of there. So I'm thankful every week, because every week, man, it's just crazy. But
I put nothing like
on. I'm gonna come back to you, T, because I know she got too much going on over there at the moment. So yeah. So other than that, shoot, I was like, you get like random money that she didn't even realize. So man, I went to the doctor's office like about back in January, and you know. This is like my first time using this insurance or whatnot. And first time, man, I had been to the doctor in a hot minute. Like, I've been done like quick checkup things, but not like a real doc, like, not like been to a doctor. You know, like, because when I say quick checkup, like, making sure that you are clean. So, and then I see you, man, for bringing in her name. Yeah, so, man, today I'm going to check my mail, and what did I see? I see a $158 check for because you know apparently I forgot that just that the doctor's office was covered under my insurance, but they sure did take a long ass time to refund me. So shit, I saw that check today. I said, let me go ahead and deposit this shit. It's like tax refund covered all over again. Shoot, an extra $158. I wouldn't even count them on. I take them all day. But yeah, that's pretty much going down with that. But this week, and then shout out to man, I got a lot of weddings I got to shoot coming up. I got a wedding to shoot next Wednesday. Someone just paid me to do a wedding for April. So yeah, your boy is putting in some work. Can no one tell me shit right now? Oh yes, and then also let me see when the first was Thursday. So yeah, I didn't get to make this news. So as of March 1st, I've got Canvas Publishing Group, which is ran by yours truly, being acquiring from Dream Angel Interactive, X25 Fitness Magazine, which I am very thankful that I even had the opportunity to be considered to be able to do that. Like, to me, like, I watch some of these businesses, they get your car and stuff, and they're just doing it just to play Monopoly, but that's not my thing. I'm not going to acquire something I'm not remotely passionate about. And the fact that I even got this opportunity, I mean, words can't describe, man. So, yes, we'll be also involving the fitness magazine. You know, we were already working hard to brand already. Well, it'll be even more working hard because I have to, kind of watch over it and stuff and make sure we can continue to help it grow some more. So I'm thankful for it. All right, so I'm done blabbing about me. What's up, Nate? I saw you do the
what's
music
up,
break.
Up?
I was like, don't go, Nate, don't go. So how was your weekend, Nate?
My weekend was wonderful. My cousin had her sweet 16 on Saturday. It was so fabulous. She had the limousine and everything, like the dress, the makeup done. It was just beautiful. DJ, it was nice.
Yeah, I saw you posting some photos from it. I remember you told us about it on the show you were going to be there. And you were slaying, I was spoiling the outfit. It was very classy, but it still let us know, okay, I got a little something under here. You know, you kept it family oriented.
definitely, I had to dress appropriately, you know. But you know, my booty was still that booty wasn't going nowhere. But I had a good time.
I know, you were still doing the booty pose. I was like, if Nate don't get her looking ass out of here. So, yes.
It was such a good time, though, seeing the family and everything, and her friends came. You know, it was a night to remember. And plus, they had an open bar, too, so, you know, for the adults.
Oh, see, you was in heaven.
Yes, two dudes bought me a drink. He kept following me, though, after he bought me that drink. I had to let him know, like, I am at a sweet 16. Do not be trying to follow me up in here. Like,
right, for all you know, you could have been 16.
Right.
You know, that was me just trying to throw in the hot side. But, yeah. So T is off for a moment. Just to give an update. Yeah, I'll try to get a fight, T. She got too much going on over there. Y'all know how I be about. Y'all got too much going on. Especially if people are not participatory in what's going on in the show, y'all be wanting to fight them. So, yes. Yeah, and that was all you had going on this weekend. So you just had like a chill weekend.
That's about it. I was with family. Went to church with my grandmother on Sunday, to her church in Illinois. So, you know, I was mainly with the family. I did have a few drinks on Saturday. The DJ did play booty. When I heard toot-toot, left all home.
And that plus dude was following you around.
My cousin came over that time about, Nene, this is a sweet 16. My cousin gonna tell
and that's exactly why.
Out of these kids.
That's exactly why they kept following you. See, you want to act crazy like you didn't know why.
I was up in there twerking. My grandma gonna say, I seen you up in there dropping it like it's hot.
I remember I used to do that.
Then my grandpa, he was drunk and dancing. I put him on my Facebook.
Mm.
I put the video on my Facebook with my grandpa. He was lit. My grandpa was lit.
he said
he still got it in him.
It's always somebody. It's always somebody at the function that's going to cut up. Let me show you. I still got it, baby.
He was definitely getting it up and up.
Nate, the kids are around. All that damn twerking. People cheered and rocking around. She twerking and stuff.
Ain't nothing like that Chicago twerk music. I ain't gonna lie. He played that Chicago twerk music. It was over with.
So what's the difference for those who don't know? What's the difference between like the Chicago twerk music versus that good old southern?
It's like footworking music, but it's still like twerk music. Like, people from Chicago will understand like what I'm talking about.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, pretending I don't know. For people that explaining to the people that don't know. So folks that don't know, I mean that footwork. I watched some footworking videos the other day. I say shit. I said I got some more weight to lose. So I get acting the fool. I be killing it. Don't get me wrong. I be killing them slow. But I want to make sure that, when I do them moves they doing there, I want no problem. I want to be able to, I want to be busting my ass and shit. So, yeah, shout out to that. So y'all got to go ahead and name. Before I go to cricket of the week, I'll say that for last or second to last. Let's go on to the six. Let's do this week's the sixth topic. All right, so this came to mind as I saw this happen at the club this weekend. Some fighting. Okay. Oh. Hold up. Okay. I said it won't let it call back in. Okay, let me see something. Oh man, so yeah, while I'm figuring out that technical difficulty with someone, I'm gonna think about this too, for the list because I saw this weekend. I saw somebody's ass get whooped, and I've been seeing, one that was saying people not getting being so quick to get to them, being so quick to get the damn gun so fast, But yeah, if people just go up there and throw hands, but people even like how some people just don't know how to throw hands. It's ridiculous. So I thought about this, and then when you got, especially if you get jumped, if you got friends with you and you get jumped, that irks me. So I decided that today's Crickets of the Week segment is the list segment. Excuse me. Things you need to think of when you got to, before you end up in the fight. What's the things you need to think about before you end up in the fight? So, I'm gonna give you an example. But hold on, T has me coming over here. So I'm thinking music on so we can think of our answers while I'll get T. Where's my damn thinking music? There we go.
Hello.
Okay, Biggie Music's over. I got T back on there. T?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I'm making sure I brought you. When the switchboard went to work, it wants to work. It is a beautiful thing. I can dial. Y'all be wondering how I did the prank call, and that's how I be doing it, because the switchboard, when it wants to act right, allows me to do it. All right, so today's the sixth topic is, before you get in a fight, things you need to think about before you decide you're going to get in a fight. So I'm going to say the first one's going to give y'all a feeling of how, you know, of where I'm going with this whole entire topic. So, number one, things you think about before you get in a fight, make sure you are aware of your surroundings. Now, I know what you're saying. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about the people. I'm talking about knowing the area you're at. So, if you are... make sure there's not a slippery-ass floor. Check around for any type of glass, you know, any type of thing, any type of projectiles that could be thrown, anything. Make sure you know, in case you decide you ain't trying, you know, you try to be on the move and just get away from the shit and evade fighting, make sure you know where the hell you going before you start moving around. And if you do fight, make sure you are aware that you know what is about, again, about the surroundings, because if it's slippery as hell, you're going to fall and bust your ass in mid-fight. Or if you're not aware that there's a table here or this particular, you're going to accidentally fall into that and all kind of shit. So, yeah, that's my first one. Be aware of your physical surroundings, meaning the area you're in, so that you're not, so that you're safer and not busting your ass. All right, so that's number one. Number two, Nate, what are some things somebody needs to think about before they get in a fucking fight?
I think about my bills. Sorry.
Right.
Come on now.
First.
Come on now.
Think about what you got to lose.
I think about what I got to lose, and do I got more to lose than somebody else, you know, then she might not got shit to lose, but you can have everything.
That's the only people that fight
you. That's a good one.
You in college, when you going for a certain thing in college, a criminal background can mess you up from getting in that program, too. So, got to think about that. So, yeah.
Hey, good ass answer. Like, I was like, bills. And for you first said it, I was like, okay, I didn't know where she go on this. And then, yeah, the more you went in about it, the more it just started making more and more. Yeah, that's a good answer. I like that one. Okay, number three, T.
If you gonna fight, make sure all the shit you were saying back match with your hands, like.
I wasn't gonna make it on one, but that's a good one. I'm gonna let somebody build up to that one.
All right, like, you can't be sitting there just talking shit, and you know your ass can't fight, and you call your aunt, your grandma, your auntie, you know, your uncle. Anybody got something for all that?
Mhm. Yeah, I agree. I was like, I was gonna allow one of y'all say it so we didn't hear it with Variety back, because that's one of the key ones. Make sure your hands match what you're talking about.
Because
boy, the way some of people out here be talking, man, you think they got the fastest hands in the West the way they be talking? Goodness.
Right.
All right. Number four. Make sure, you know, see, I've been a person that people did this before, so I made sure I could handle. Make sure not only it kind of goes back to what T just said, number three, but I'm gonna take it even further on number four. Make sure you are aware of. You make sure you are prepared for anything, because if you saw a person come with some people, guess what? Just because people say they ain't gonna jump, or that's an unwritten rule of fighting that you should fight one on one, don't mean people ain't trifling. So you need to be well aware that somebody might try to jump your ass, and if you got some people with you and they not ready to ride for you.
Oh, wow. What you
that
tells
you a lot about the people you rocking with. Exactly.
People out here that hit you with bottles.
Exactly.
People out here hitting people with liquor bottles.
But shit, yeah. If people try to jump you, shit, you just be prepared, man. I'm telling you, I'll be prepared to fight or hold your own shit.
Somebody try to jump me, I'm busting
head
wide open with a bottle. You get a bottle.
Hell, I had three people trying to fight me before. I was fighting. It didn't have to be a rainy day. I was fighting with an umbrella in one hand and swinging the fist in the other one. I'll tell you, like a fucking kung fu movie. I slapped the fuck out of this dude with the umbrella and then elbowed the fuck out of another one. Oh, they didn't want to fuck with me. I was like, nigga. This shit going to turn into a Jackie Chan movie real quick, you fucking with me. So, yeah, I make sure I'm ready. You know, I ain't trying to welcome no fight, but I'm just letting you know, if you try to jump me, now you just getting me excited. Don't fuck with me. So, yeah. Number five, T, Nate, what you got for number five?
Number five. Make sure that she's not able to snatch your wig off.
Girl.
Wig is down now. Make sure she ain't able
wig,
to snatch your wig.
Braids.
Worry about that. What's
going to leave
that
twist.
Wig, okay.
You don't want no bald spots in your head. When you're going to a fight, make sure you got a pony.
For real.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm just saying, y'all.
I remember Nate was talking about getting a fight on the show recently. A few months ago, you were talking about that one fight.
We got kicked out the club twice at the same. I got kicked out the club.
Oh, man. She thought Nate was short that she was going to be able to fuck with you.
I got kicked out of the same for me and my friend in Atlanta. My birthday weekend. The bartender got into it with my friend and got us kicked out of the club. Mind you, it's the same girl who owned the club with 2 Chainz. She got Escobar with 2 Chainz,
mm-hmm.
and then she got Hookah Hideaway. Now, this dude that I used to fuck with in Atlanta know the owner. So he came up there and got us back in, and she was shitty. And then turned around to try to get us kicked out again. Yeah, it was just terrible.
I'm talking about the one you had at that one spot, at that one place of employment where somebody was trying to try you. It was like when you was working somewhere. It was like a few months. It was like some months ago. And you were talking about this one girl
was
fucking with you.
Yeah, I was working at a call center and I got fired.
To whoop this girl ass.
She hit me first, bro. It was self defense. And then the job tried to get her.
She thought just
because
she was little that she was gonna be that she was just gonna be able to do whatever.
She thought she was
going to
beat me up or something.
It go back to number three. Make sure your hands can follow up what you talk, that noise talk you're following up with. All right, number six. T, what you got for number six?
I was thinking about number six, and then y'all just started talking. All right, what was the question? I need to refresh my memory of my question.
Okay, so the question again. So, what is what are things you think about before you get in the fight?
What you think about is like.
I know, we said so many good ones already. It's like.
Oh, okay. It came back to me. don't be going to nobody's house. Like, what the hell. I don't understand why people go to people's house. No, bitch. You gonna meet me.
Yeah.
You ain't going to nobody's house. Like, you might go in there and get a nice.
That's my place of peace.
Nah,
exactly.
Nah.
I don't like that either because, I mean, I know these people want to fight each other, but go fight each other at a different place. Like, at the end of the day, I know that you're fighting, but at least, man, have some decency at the end of the day. You know, I know that sounds weird when it comes to, well, you get ready to fight, how is that decent? At the end of the day, it's still a code, man. Like, don't take shit to people's houses. Okay. Like, go fight at a neutral ground somewhere. It's a jogging, just get it over.
I mean,
and that way, when y'all go home,
well, sometimes you really have to take to their house. Because some people be like, well, pull up there. And then you be like, what's the address? You know? But, you know,
right.
some people don't like to fight at a
location. Because, I mean, that's
I'd like
crazy,
to
right?
Meet me at McDonald's. Just kidding.
I got to go home and think. I got to go home and relax, man. I want to be thinking about how to beat somebody's ass here.
Yeah, they close at 10.
That'll drive me fucking insane.
Right.
So, yeah. So,
it's like, nah.
All right, so, yeah. That was the six. So, guys, we just gave y'all six. That was pretty much a nice little tip session. Give y'all some ideas, before y'all just go around just getting in fights, man. Make sure y'all follow those six things. Man, those six things alone will have you not look like a goddamn fool.
But the number one reason.
I'm gonna add a bonus one.
The number one.
Number six.
Don't talk shit.
I'm gonna add a bonus one. Don't fucking go to the damn trunks, please. Grow the fuck up. Take your ass whipping like a fucking grown up and chill the fuck out, man. Like if you get in a fight, as a grown up, I don't recommend fighting. I recommend talking shit out because fighting should be a last resort. But if you do fight, man, if you lose, just take the L. Don't go getting a fucking gun. That shit's weak as fuck to me. So yeah, so if you get in a fight, you lose. Just take the L and call it a day. Ain't no reason to go to the damn gunplay all of a sudden. That's ridiculous. But, yeah, so, yeah, that's the list. That's the list for this week or this episode. I'm going to now go to my weekly segment known as. Thank you, Crickets. Crickets of the Week. All right. My crickets of the week. Oh my goodness, man! I left him out last week because I can tell y'all it's so easy to name him, but he's been trying me all week long, and tried me all weekend, and so I must say my cricket of the week is going to recipients got it several times. Our president, number 45. Number 45. He gets it because he is always fucking up. And him and this duck goose situation he want to do with guns. I mean, he's tiptoeing in bad track. You know, and not falling up on his words so much, like it's ridiculous, and it I mean, it's crazy. Everything with him, man, it has to be pretentious. Like, it's ridiculous. It's never done peacefully. It's always some crazy stuff goes on. You know, it can be something that's so simple to just do. He had to have a fucking cue card to tell him to tell people, to tell him to be how to be sympathetic. That lets me know that you are a horrible person. That you are genuinely a horrible person. If someone has to write a cue card to tell you how to be sympathetic to somebody, that is ridiculous. You gotta get some crickets for that, bro. When I saw that, I thought I was utterly stupid. Oh, really? Because I had some more. I got another cricket. But I'll follow by that. Then I'll let you throw yours in. Which kind of quickly go on that NRA, the damn NRA, which is, goes back to the damn why Donald Trump got it. Y'all really be out here? Y'all just I don't get it. I just saw this crazy guy. Just saw this on my way home. Because if people saw the area I live in, you understand I had to deal with this kind of stuff every day, entitled ass people. I mean, this dude was like, come take me. It was like his little fucking bumper sticker was like, I'll show you gun control, all right? Some silly shit like that. And he had like a rifle. And I was like, y'all just don't fucking get it. Seriously, what are we... Unless there's a freaking army of, unless it be a damn militia, what the hell do you need with a fucking AR-15 or anything of the sort just to have? Or are we going to keep our guns? I mean, seriously. It's ridiculous. I mean, is it that serious? I just don't get it, man. Then you want to put it on hunting and stuff. Y'all don't need all that shit. Get the fuck out of here. I hate guns anyway to begin with, but it's because guns don't kill people, people kill people. And that's the thing, like, it's idiots with guns that think this is the Wild West and they can just run around and pull out their holster or from the back or from the or cock it up real quick and act a goddamn fool. We gotta stop doing that, man. And we gotta stop so darn defensive over them. Like, take this tougher bands and everything and call it a day. Goodness. So yeah, that's why I had a cookie. Okay, T. Now, what is your cricket you have, ma'am?
My cricket goes to my whack-ass, lame-ass, stupid-ass, dumb-ass baby daddy. So, we not talking, but he felt the need to ask me for some stamps. And I told him, no. You're not getting any. Because, first of all, I'm not about to sit here and take care of you and your bitch and your family. No. Not going to happen. And then, okay, somebody send you the tongue emoji. What did that mean?
Okay, I fell off the face of the earth real quick. I'm sorry. That I actually pressed the wrong button to my ear. I was fixing my earpiece. And that shit accidentally said, click? I'm like, whoa, wait. Okay. So, repeat, what was your cricket of the week again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I said my dumbass, lame-ass, stupid-ass, dumb-ass, whack-ass baby daddy asked me for some stamps.
Oh, we got to blow the crickets off for you. There you go.
Yeah, and I told him, then I'm not about to feed him and his bitch and his family.
Wait, what? Please explain.
Food stamps?
I'm like, wait. Oh, I'll give you a hand now.
Yeah.
Let me sign the mothers off of you.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. But I told him if he wants some stamps, I want to see some Pampers, some wipes, some clothes, or something. You know? Then maybe he can get some. And then,
wow.
Yep, and then he
wow.
sent me the tongue emoji. So I said, nope. He's like, what you mean, nope? I said, if you don't know, then it's not important. And he was like, well, I wasn't sent it to be sexual. I said, well, thing. I said, it doesn't matter what I think or what I thought. The answer is nope. Oh.
I just don't get it. Dude. I just don't get this guy.
He's pissing
every time I hear about him, he pisses me off. It's a weekly saga of realizing how sorry some of you are.
I came to the turn and said nothing's going to change. You can't sit here and change a grown ass man. So he's going to do what he wants to do, and at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I have to do, and that's take care of my child. Because at the end of the day, he's the one going to miss out, and I'm not. So.
Yeah, but being disrespectful is still, dude, like, it's time to cut this shit out.
Oh, he got cussed out. And he said, okay, yeah, you better say okay, because I do pull-ups now. Pop-ups, pull-ups, everything. I do that.
I just want a certain person to find this shit out so his ass can be put in check. I don't get it. Like, how do niggas like him get to get away with all this shit? My whole single ass over here, I got to put up a whole lot of bullshit. I just don't get it.
Me too.
Like,
me too.
2018, can we please, let's all raise our hands in 2018 and let's take a pledge. So can we please?
I got another cricket too.
Oh, okay. Yo, you get the cricket in a second, but I want to get this off my chest. You got me started. You got me. And let me add this time. If you're trying to tell me I got so much. Well, what for Abby some minutes, I give what I want to say out of here. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
I got some get off my chest.
Okay.
Yeah, she was trying to. In the show. We weren't in the show quite yet because we still got something to talk about. I just seriously. I need people to leave people the fuck alone. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. A person dealt with you and you had a certain situation, I understand that. But it comes a time where you need to grow the fuck up and honor what the fuck you said you was going to do. When y'all sign that fucking piece of paper and y'all say, and you look at that person in the eye and they look at you in the eye and y'all say certain things, I need you to live up to that shit.
For richer or poor, sickness
exactly.
and health.
Grow the fuck up. Seriously. I cannot stand that shit. If you had a fucking problem, maybe you should have fucking strapped the fuck up. And then two times. Or not done it at all. Because the thing is, sometimes things get you the packaging. Not all the time, but sometimes they do. But nonetheless, every time you do something with somebody, you didn't take the thought process of, there's a chance I might get this motherfucker pregnant. Or vice versa. Or this motherfucker might get me pregnant. So, people, let's take a look. That's one of the means and reasons why I say that thing on every Wednesday. To be even deeper. It's not just a sexual thing. Not like in a seductive way. It's something that is about being. We say it lightheartedly to kind of just, you know, help the show flow. But it's so serious because I know firsthand. I almost had to deal with a person that was sorry as hell for the rest of my life. And luckily, some proof came in to prove otherwise. So, no. I got to be careful right here, man. Seriously. Take our warning. Don't. When we tell y'all that silver surfer now, we telling y'all for a reason. Because we have all have different reasons why that pertains to each of us. Listen to what the fuck we're trying to tell y'all. Leave these motherfuckers alone.
That's
right. I see. He need to worry about his fucking house and just be a co-parent. Quit trying to get your cake and eat it too, nigga. Them days is fucking over.
Well, actually,
came
to the term that I don't want him to co-parent with me at all. Like, I really don't want to have nothing to do with him at all.
Well,
because
it's not
working. Even when I try to prove him, so it's not working at all. Because I can count on my hand how many times he saw her, so it's not working. No.
Well, I gotta get some more fucking crickets to that shit. That nigga is unbelievable. Pisses me. I mean, he really gets under my skin because he plays a part into the stereotype that men got to deal with every fucking day. You're a part of sorry statistic that caused this shit. It pisses me. He pisses me off because he's part of statistic. Anyways, okay. So what's your other cricket?
My next cricket.
Because T really wanted to jump in cricket of the week this week. We're hurt. Okay, so what's your other cricket, man?
Because I had the worst week last week, and this week it just started off bad. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my next cricket of the week. Okay, this boy, all right, he texted me he wrote me good morning on Facebook. I'm like, morning. And then he was like, what you doing today? I said, I'm going to do my schoolwork, work, pick up my child, and go home. And he goes, he said, well, we should go on a date for my birthday. What?
Okay.
No. Because it's like, you know how you can see yourself, like, you know what you want, and you see what a person do, what they do on social media, and you just don't want to be associated with that. My child don't need to be associated with dumb shit. Like, dumb niggas. Like, nah. I don't know.
It must be an epidemic in Richmond or something that's spreading around and is just fuckery.
Oh, it's called it is fuckboy syndrome. We got a lot of that down here. We got a lot of that. Everybody got diagnosed.
Fuckery disorder.
Yeah, because I'm like, I should go on a date for your birthday. Are you saying that I'm paying for you? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, we got to give him a cricket for that. We got to give him an advance cricket if he was even thinking that.
He has to be, because there's nobody going on a date for their birthday unless you want somebody to pay for you.
No, because sometimes guys still, no, not necessarily. Sometimes you just want a person to be in your company only for your birthday. I've done that before where I didn't have people pay for nothing, but I wanted this to be in my presence. Oh, yeah, I do that shit all the time.
Well, I don't really go on dates because I have my child with me 24/7, and I don't like a lot of people around her because, especially niggas.
The thing is, I'm more of a date person because social media does not tell you shit about these people. And the thing is, you go on a date. So I like to go on a date to where I try to mix it up.
I mean, we went to the park, and he was on his phone the whole time. Like, no, we're not going on.
Okay,
no.
See, there we go. I was waiting for you.
Yep.
T, you just hit it. There you go, cricket.
That's not me.
For that. You just hit it. Why I said I like Wild Wild R&B. So I want to find out right here and there. I'm going to watch your mannerisms. If you're on that phone most of the fucking day, bye. I'm telling you,
and then
man,
the thing about it, and then the thing about it is, okay, right, I said, okay, so he and his phone will be in my phone. Why did he have the nerve to look in my phone? What are you looking at? No. Go on back over there. He told my son, your phone. Yeah. He told my son, your phone bigger than mine. Well, honey, I can't help that you have a four. That is something you have to do within yourself. I don't know what's going on with that, okay?
I don't like you. If we have a nice sit down date, get the fuck out your phone unless you try to cut on some music or you try to really quick. That's important. No reason.
I don't really know how to go
on
dates anymore. I don't really know how to go on dates. Like, I ain't been on a date.
Explain.
I've been on a date in, like, 4 years. So, I don't know how that works.
Wow. Well, it ain't supposed to be.
Yeah.
Well, let me go ahead and let you know this. They ain't supposed to be on this fucking phone.
Oh, I know that. I know that for sure.
I'm telling you, because that takes me back to before, like, text messages and stuff was a big thing, and it was before social media was even a thing. It was a chick, she had a thigh. I remember prom, and this cemented into my brain for the rest of my life, and me thinking that being on your phone when you're on a date with somebody is disrespectful. I went to two proms, like, me and my prom date, we went to different high schools, and we were prom.
Oh, yeah, I went to two proms.
And our proms were the same weekend, so we had to go to, so hers on that Friday, mine's on that Saturday. I go to hers, I was being attentive, I had that whole lit.
See, mine was different.
People know me.
I went to prom with an upperclassman.
We were both seniors. Yeah, it was both our senior prom. So yeah, I had lit at hers, but when she came to mine, she was not being attentive. She was in her phone all the prom. I kid you not. She was in her prom phone the whole entire time. I wanted to chunk that. I remember, rest in peace, my boy Woods. He said, so you just gonna sit there on your phone all night? It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, wow, this is so disrespectful.
Tell you the truth, I ate the whole prom. I ate. I wasn't even in my
and
prom,
I was
but I
because,
ate.
Because let me put this into perspective. It was like an arranged marriage, but it was an arranged prom. Like, I was going to go to the other chick. We got two of each other. We weren't dating, but I really liked her. I was going to go there, but we got into each other and then talked to each other for a little bit. And she was, man, when she was at the prom, she was looking good. She was looking good. But, yeah, I was mad. You can't fucking date. She didn't have a date to hers. Like, this was, like, about 3 months before the proms. She didn't have a date to hers. Uh-huh. I didn't have a date to mine. So our parents hooked it up. I was like, now, don't get me wrong. She wasn't ugly at all. She was definitely all right in the look department. But people know me. Looks can only get you so far. I mean, personality is key. Oh, my goodness.
No way.
Till I see somebody on the phone, you got to get cut off. This shit from like a game show. You're the weakest link. Goodbye. Yeah, I don't got time for that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Christy, you send me down the road. I don't even want to go down, T.
Uh-oh.
Last day I went on, The last time I wore a person was very attentive to me. Matter of fact, last date, I was actually asked by the female. That was kind of interesting.
You was what? You said you was what?
I was asked the female asked me on the date.
Oh.
Nah, I've taken her on dates before, so let me put that into perspective. But yeah, it was like went to a comedy show. She's like, oh, she hit me up. Oh, I got tickets to this comedy show. Woo, 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 woo. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, I wasn't going to say no to her. Whew, goodness. And she's very attentive. So, so that was fun.
See, I'm very attentive too. I like to joke and play.
Yeah, we be high outside the day. And then we went to the comic club when we saw Sean Wayne's great stand up, by the way. And so we left from there and we went to the bar. And that was fun because I was sitting in my chair and she told me, sit back down. And yeah, that was fun. Woo! I grabbed that back down. But yeah, so, and then that date ended off very nicely. So, yes. Mm-hmm. And somebody was asking me to write a book, but see, I got into the Study J Chronicle via verbally. Okay, so yeah.
I'm
going to
write me
a
book
date.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, man. If I wrote a book, man, bestseller, New York. New York bestseller.
My book going to be called. I don't know. It's going to be something crazy.
Just on my adult life alone is crazy. I've been on some good dates. There's some good dates, but I've been on some horrible, ones too. But, yeah. I just got a message laughing. Let me see what they said. Because it's pertaining to this. I already know. That's why I'm laughing. Oh, no. That wasn't what I said. Okay. Never mind. I thought they were being petty about what I said. All right. So, I see a caller. Hold on. I see them press the one. All right, caller, you on Fight Back to Dust Live with Steady J and Team Alina. What's up?
Yeah, just wanted to call in and say hi to you guys. Haven't called in
What's
in a while,
up,
so I just wanted to show support. And on the air, thank you for taking over X25 Fitness.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, man. No, you don't understand. Like, to me, I'm not going to take over something that I'm not passionate about. Is to me, I'm glad that you found me. That she thought that I was worthy enough to even, take on that feat, because people understand, like, when you hand your brand over to someone, you want someone that's going to treat it with care and had the same enthusiasm
Definitely.
As you did.
Yeah.
And so for you to even think that I was worth doing it, like, I'm still in shock today. Like, I've been in shock since that first even happened. Like, I'm like, man, somebody thought that I was, not that I didn't think that you didn't think highly of me, but it just kind of cemented it more that you felt like, I can trust this dude to keep the legacy going and bring some, and just make it stronger. And I appreciate that.
Definitely, and it's already a solid brand, and now working on Mayel Kids with T. Molina. So definitely, everyone, look out for that. That's a kids talent and fashion magazine. You can go to mayelkids.com and check it out. Got a social network you can sign up, but make sure you sign up for dustspot.com for yourself and mayelkids.com for yourself and for your kids. Definitely want to join that site. And the magazine is coming soon with me, and T is actually the editor-in-chief. So just want to let everyone know about that.
That's kind of dope, man, because but to have the social network aspect is a little bit different, because it's good to see somewhere where, you know, it's more of a family oriented site to be able to network with different parents. And, you know, because she was with that too, not even just for the magazine and to promote their kids, but sometimes you can even promote different parent tips and stuff too. So that's dope.
Yes, and we're featuring Tina Foy, one of your Human Canvas cover models. I think she did the Egyptian photos. So she's
the Egyptian, and she was a Cyborg for on the cover before.
Yes, and so she's going to be featured in the magazine, and we have a cute model that is about to make a lot of moves. She is the cover. Then also we have T-Daughter. She made her debut. So the magazine debut in the issue, and she's a cover also. So the issue is great. And so I want to let everyone know that you can submit at – I'm sorry for saying so much information, but like you are a site about X25 Fitness, I'm excited about this because this is actually my first solo magazine ever. Like, I started this in 2010, and we're just relaunching it as Mael. But I just want to tell everyone, you can go to mael.com/go/SM to submit your kids from age 1 to 18.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate it, man. Because I know we talk records on here. We still look at the kids there on the show. We about the kids.
Definitely.
Especially, I got a crazy 5-year-old niece who doesn't stop talking. And my sister-in-law.
You should definitely talk to her parents, and you're a great photographer, so you should definitely shoot her for the magazine. I'm throwing that out.
Yeah, I mean, matter of fact, because her mother is actually a kids photographer, so I'm trying to push her in the direction to shoot, start shooting the magazine, so that what she's doing has even more meaning.
Okay.
So y'all
definitely,
because like, yeah,
you know, moms do great.
Yeah. So.
I'm done.
I appreciate you, man. Like,
mentioned that.
I thought you was going to bust my chops about the book.
we still got to work on that. And if you need help, you know I'm here.
When you write your book, I'm going to write a sequel. It's going to be girl version.
I forgot about you. I forgot about you. You got that book coming too, so.
Girl version.
Oh, Lord. I don't think y'all ready for that book. Lord.
Oh, no. That was sell us
a thing. Y'all going to be acting crazy than y'all were acting over Safari dick picture last week.
Who was acting crazy? That wasn't even enough to act crazy over. They was
y'all.
Doing too much. They boosted him way too much. They act like they ain't never seen nothing before, and they boosted his head.
Just because he was a celebrity, and he just happened to show them something.
Right. Ain't gonna get none of y'all the time of the day.
That being said, T, you got any other announcements you want to make? What's going on?
Yeah. Like Renato said, y'all go check out Mael. And then y'all sign your kids up. It's going to be nice. It's nice, y'all. I'm telling y'all about to start now.
Yeah, I like the whole social network aspect. It kind of brings something different because there's not like a lot of it should be like if you are trying to say, yeah, Facebook is out of my family, you know, man, Facebook ain't the place to do it. Go to a site that's strictly about family, and don't be trying to make it one, you know, so that it's more kids really that way.
Right.
Also, yeah, any other sides of that, G?
No, not really.
TMelina.com. Mm. Fashion blog.
Yeah, there you
music
go.
Music blog.
Yeah, fashion blog, music blog. Y'all can hire me. Yeah. I actually got asked to be in a music video today.
Hey, I'm going to yell at T in a second because when I tell you what I said was up, I wasn't going on. I'm going to beat up. All right, so as a reminder, everybody, last night, a new issue of Human Cameras magazine dropped. So y'all could, if y'all want to get a copy of the new issue, that's issue number 42, just go to acmag.dustspot.com or dustspot.com/Human Cameras magazine. Both of them will take you to the same place. Look for the one that says issue 42. Click that. It will give you different options to get the magazine. If you want a print copy that has T as one of the covers, it's a dual cover. That one has Miss Brooklyn Blue and T. Melina. So if you get that one in print, that would have the two of them on the covers. And also, too, just to let you know, because people are like, oh, it's in different orders. So, yeah, if you get one, the magazine's pages are in different orders versus the other one. So it's not in the same order. But y'all know that now. If y'all think, I'll go, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this one, I'll be good. Well, yeah, you might, but why not get... I own all four covers. You know, make it easier on yourself. All right, so that, of course, I'll do this year, X25, Fitness Grain come out. I will give more information. For now, if you go to the X25 Fitness Magazine Facebook fan page, you can message there and let us know how if you want to submit. Or you can even, you know, some of you have been hitting me up on the Human Canvas page, Ali. Asked me on the Instagram about it. So got another submission in from that. And then just had somebody just hit me up while I was on the show talking about they want to start writing some content for it. So very exciting,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. That being said, I think I got pretty much covered everything for us coming. I mean, that's coming up for the moment. Oh yeah, every Saturday, Staz Nightclub, come out there. You know, if you get on my list, you get there for free to 11:30. If not, you only free to 11. So make sure y'all get there. Y'all heard me say that. Or it was a slow night, and it was still packed to most people. So just know, it could be one of those nights where it's super packed, so you might want to get there sooner, so you ain't got to wait in line all day. So yeah, trust me,
mm-hmm.
the drinks is good. You got multiple DJs, multiple rooms, so you don't have. So if you want to hear something else, you can bounce back and forth between the rooms without no problems going on. And if you want a table, make sure you get it early because people be thinking I'm bullshit when I say tables sell out quickly. I don't be bullshitting. I learned the hard way. I've been trying to tell y'all, tables sell out quick. All right. That being said, everybody, appreciate you for tuning into the show. We're buying you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a...
Oh, there's a T.
She just forgot her.
What happened to Nate?
Yeah, I'm about to say you forgot your line.
No, I thought Nate was still on here.
Oh, yeah, she was doing her homework. She been checked out.
Oh.
She was doing it. She's getting ready to do an exam. So she's been there and failed. I'm going to cut her up. For you, there is. Oh, wait. Y'all to the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy is Teddy J. And your girl.
T. Melina.
Thanks for watching. All right, y'all. Peace. Oh,
peace.
One more reminder. If y'all got a 90s R&B song, y'all went on a 90s R&B mix, you better have it to me by the end. You better have it to me by
Oh, I'm about to send you a whole playlist then.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm about to send you a whole playlist.
Oh, Lord, a whole playlist. Goodness. So, yeah. Y'all, and we only do the live shows, so y'all make sure you want to hear the. Y'all want to have a excuse to get freaky right into the show. Y'all make sure y'all tune in live. All right, y'all, we out. Peace.